Oh, and just one other note from one of our listeners here. John, I know you went to see Project Hail Mary, and your wife Brenda liked the book. Well, I saw this online the other day, and I thought I would pass it along. Somebody wrote, I went to see Project Hail Mary, great movie. I highly recommend it, but the less you know about it going in, the better, trust me. And I think that's true. In fact, the guy in front of me in the theater brought his dog in to see the movie with him, and I think it was a service animal, but the dog really seemed to be enjoying the movie. It was really strange. So I said to the guy afterwards, I know this is going to sound strange, but it looked like your dog really enjoyed the movie. And he said, it is strange because he hated the book. Wait a minute, that's a speed joke. Let's see if we can do better than that, Steve. But
it's pretty good.
Mugsy John and Skydiver Sally sent us a speed joke from Brazil, Indiana. Our speed jokes are always sponsored by Team Hochberg. And I got one here submitted by Phil McNichols in Boulder, Colorado. And Southside Satirist Steve and Frank in Kewaunee. And Sheldon Aurora says, I love these speed jokes. And Cheryl from Aurora, who says she goes to church with Shell from Aurora, sent us a joke. And Steve Hipp, a faithful listener in Beach Park. And Barry and Catherine Schultz, Jenny Bonatti in Arlington Heights, home to Village Cycle Sports. And we got a joke here from Logan Schillinglaw in Tennessee. Well, with the deadline rapidly approaching, I decided last night to turn off the TV, Andy, and my phone, have a little wine, and finally fill out my tax return.
And
I'm getting a $3 million refund. Seriously, if you take a social media sabbatical, don't announce it. Just make your last post something like, I wonder if there are any bears in this cave. I don't know if this is a fact or not, but I'll bet giraffes don't smell farts. If a cookie falls...
Come on.
If a cookie falls on the floor and you pick it up, that's a squat, right? What do you call a bunch of rabbits walking backward? That's a receding hairline.
The following is a Smarty Pants joke and maybe unsuitable for some listeners.
A time traveler goes back to ancient Rome and starts looking for local clothing. He finds a tailor shop and says, hey, could I have a toga, please? Sure, says the shopkeeper. What size? The guy says, I don't know. Let's try an L. Shopkeeper hands him a toga. Time traveler says, it's a bit tight. Could I try an XL? The shopkeeper says, you want a smaller one? Right?
Yeah.
A lawyer woke up in the hospital, and all of the blinds in his room were closed. He asked the nurse about it, and she said, well, the building across the street is on fire, and we didn't want you to wake up and think the operation was a failure.